This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Good evening. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Just me and you today, so let's get into it, shall we? I've got something you need to consider. You need to think about it. I need to turn up my volume a little bit, too, just to make sure I'm coming over. A very significant, large portion of our country, including a majority of our, self-titled elites, think that it is A-okay for a Democrat administration to spy on a Republican candidate. Think about that. Think really hard about that. And think about whether or not we can ever put the pieces of our shattered republic back together again. Think about if we can't, if we can't even agree that using government power against our political enemies is a bad thing, can we ever unify again? Trump enablers think this kind of tyranny is a good thing. They think that the normal Americans are so transcendentally awful, and even more importantly, that their power is so precious, that all is fair in order to stifle their opponent's collective voice. You guys don't get to talk. You don't get to say what you want. I know that they have reasons, and they've got excuses and elaborate theories about why it was absolutely necessary for a Democrat administration to spy on its designated replacement's Republican opponent. And it was also totally cool for the IRS to suppress uppity Tea Party groups because they were getting too successful. The problem is that the excuses are always garbage, and theirs are garbage on fire in a dumpster. They know this. Offering them is just going through the motions. They're willing to embrace these tactics because they can. And the question becomes this, and it all boils down to this. Is it acceptable for the party in power to use the intelligence and law enforcement community against their rivals? Are these convoluted and really quite delusional explanations? Russians, treason, okay, no Russians, then Qataris, yeah, Qataris, treason. Enough to take that step, even if it's true. Short answer is no. Even if Trump's people sought to get the Russians to release the contents of the emails Hillary Clinton should never have had on her literally password-protected illegal server, and after 2 years there's zero evidence they did, was that enough to send spies into the campaign to tap their phones, to leverage the power of the FBI, etc., to surveil them? Does the liberal elite have any concern that maybe, just maybe, it has to be about as serious a situation as you can get to do that? Is a coordinated campaign by the FBI, backed up by the NSA, and probably by the CIA, the proper remedy for the unauthorized release of Hillary's yoga dates and wedding plans? Because that's all Pantsuit said was only 33,000 emails she deleted, right? Who is the leftist who is shocked and appalled by all this? Well, Alan Dershowitz and Jonathan Turley seem upset, and former Clinton functionary Mark Penn, but that's all. That's it. Who is the single Democrat politician who stood up and said, hey, wait a second, we just can't have one party's administration spy on another party on their campaign? And that doesn't even address the deep state whitewash of Clinton's email crimes that would have put anybody else in jail. But no one objected. The Democrat Party's committed to the new rules, and the new rules are tyranny. And that should be no surprise to you, because the Democrat Party has bulldozed every norm, every custom, every tradition out there in its quest for undisputed power. They spew hatred at us. Everyone listening to me right now is racist and sexist and a denier of science and etc., E-I-E-I-O. And they will happily deny you your free exercise of religion. Put on your aprons, people, because you can bake a cake or be bankrupted. They seek to suppress speech by encouraging fascism both in academia and by online tech companies. And if you think they won't pass laws to limit speech given the chance, you're fooling yourself. They've tried to amend the First Amendment to overturn Citizens United, a case where the government tried to ban a movie critical of Hillary Clinton. Is she becoming the dear leader that was never elected? Say that to yourself again, because that's madness. They wanted to ban a movie critical of Hillary Clinton. The position of the Left of Center Party in the United States is that the government should be allowed to arrest and imprison people for making a film critical of a politician. And they always say, once again, you know, they have those excuses. Let's take the money out of politics so that the only voices are the mainstream media, which eagerly and slavishly suckles at our heaving leftist bosom. That's the subtext, by the way. They don't actually say that out loud. But in the end, they, you know, what they desire, the consequences of the policies that they support. They want to be able to arrest and imprison you for daring to make a film criticizing one of their icons. Do you get the underlying premise that they assume it is they who will be wielding the power to oppress? That's the presumption they make. They are coming. Good luck with that. We can't have a functioning republic where about half of the population actively supports the trappings of tyranny. We can't. It's just not going to work. No nation, especially one full of citizens who zealously guard their freedom, can tolerate a double standard for political behavior. And it won't be double for long. The new rules, should they become ingrained in our systems, will inevitably go both ways. But the problem is they're going to hate the new rules. We need to return to the old rules, starting with the rule of law. Either that or we're going to split the country in two, one free and one Democrat. Or it could be something even worse. The United States cannot function where one of the parties effectively recognizes no limits on the use of government power to impose their will upon the lower, on the other half. And the normal Americans are woke. And normal Americans are beginning to get militant. Have you noticed how the polls are starting to swing on things like gun control and everything really fast compared to normally? But that's because we see what's happening. Now the question becomes, Do the leftists and the Never Trump lackeys, do they see what's happening? Do they get what's going on? Do they really, really want to go down this road? This is the road that is a dead end, but it's a long way to the dead end. You can't have, and you know what, I don't want to get too generous with some of this stuff, but you can't have a bunch of people like you out there versus a bunch of people like them, and they expect to come out on top of that one. I guess they can because they're deluded, but you know, leftism is sort of a mental health issue anyway. So this is the road they don't want to go down. All of you Frito-cons, I know you think you can go down that road too and come out the other side looking good, but that's not true either. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
carrying the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. After the shooting in Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida last February, gun control was back on the table in full effect. Should have been, you know, I don't understand why some get it there and some don't. I really don't. Another round of the left not understanding gun terminology or laws. Not understanding that this is an issue they can win and not understanding that it will fade. Gun control does two things for the left. It divides the Democratic Party down the middle, and it energizes Second Amendment voters and Republicans. And unlike the anti-gun left, pro-gun right conservatives don't forget. That's a fact. The CNN town hall after the shooting was an absolute disgrace. It was a show trial, if you will, smearing the NRA and Second Amendment supporters and every law-abiding gun owner in the country. It was also held in one of the most leftist parts of the country. The whole greater Miami area is a leftist paradise, literally. Students David Hogg, Cameron Caskey, and Emma Gonzalez formed March for Our Lives, or as I call it, March for Their Lives, appropriated a Holocaust remembrance slogan as their own and wanted to change the gun culture of America. Initially, they had, moderate success. Vermont and Florida, both with NRA-friendly GOP governors, signed anti-gun legislation into law. Other deep blue pockets in the country, like Deerfield, Illinois, and Boulder, Colorado, and Oregon, have also upped the ante on anti-gun legislation, trying to outright ban AR-15s. No grandfather clause, no nothing. They want to ban AR-15s within their state or city limits, and as Deerfield is doing, fine people $250 to $1,000 per day for noncompliance unless law-abiding citizens destroy, surrender, or transfer their firearms. By the way, they call these kind of laws ex post facto laws. What was legal yesterday is not legal today. In Oregon, at least they give you the option to register them with the state. All of that is outrageous, but that's how the anti-gun left won the first round. Now reality is setting in for this cadre of anti-gunners. Their message is not universal. It is confined to the deep blue urban-based confines of America, where the insufferable condescending legions of leftists bash Trump, his supporters, and anyone who isn't like them. And that's, unfortunately for them, the majority of the country. And who would have thought that a message catered to and digested solely by the limousine elite, who couldn't care less about working families, would fall flat in rural America? Aren't you shocked? I had to sit down. Once the leftist news media has discovered that in large swaths of America, their brand of politics isn't one that resonates, things begin to happen. And Santa Fe, Texas, is a prime example. Because last Friday we had, a week from tomorrow, we had that horrendous shooting. He illegally possessed these firearms, the shooter, which were owned by his father as he was only 17 years old. And yet, in the aftermath, there's no calls for gun control there. It's a place that broke heavily for Trump. Gun ownership is not an alien concept, and it's a place where the act of offering thoughts and prayers is not mocked. Anti-gun leftists hate this reaction, though it's in keeping with their philosophy. Because remember, the Democrats are the party that booed God in 2012. On Twitter, we have this young lady. I'm not going to put out her name, but it's a picture of her holding a weapon. And she says, I am on Twitter, she says, I'm trying to imagine myself after the major tornadoes that I lived through, working along somebody who flew to my town to help, only to find out later that they said my thoughts and prayers don't matter, and that they were actually there to meet with people. That out-of-town instigation, you know. NBC News, BuzzFeed, and the LA Times all reported on the striking differences to these tragedies. A foray into the other America that the left seems content on ignoring with their smug self-righteousness. And that's okay. That's cool with me. Only makes towel slapping them in the face after another election all the more satisfying. BuzzFeed added that those working for anti-gun organizations noted the stark differences between the two communities. The MFOL members quickly realized their limitations. I don't know what that stands for. March for Our Lives. Okay, there we go. They quickly realized their limitations in a rural community where most students told BuzzFeed News they hadn't heard of, followed, or supported the movement. A stark difference from the widespread energy for change the Parkland teens created after the shooting at their school, thanks to their ferocity on Twitter and relentless engagement with the media. So instead, the Parkland team sought to connect with a few like-minded Santa Fe survivors to share their experience of coping with the trauma of a school shooting and offer practical tips of dealing with the media and political fallout. And the handful of Santa Fe students who are working with MFOL are doing so relatively quietly out of respect for a town that values faith and community and strength and responsible gun ownership, not demanding political action. Matt Post, a high school senior and organizer with the Brady Campaign to End Gun Violence, and Robert Disney from the Brady Campaign. Disney and Post had flown down from, you know, D.C. after the shooting. Parkland survivors were vocal about dismissing politicians who sent the thoughts and prayers after February 14th. Post said, "This is a town that wants thoughts and prayers. Out of Parkland, there was a lot of rage. I don't feel that kind of rage here. It's such a nice community that no one wants to be an adversary." LA Times reported that the students weren't blaming the guns. They had vigils and they didn't even mention guns. And there's no protest being planned to support gun control. So, wherever you look, you know, up the street, a Santa Fe High junior who stopped at the Shell gas station that sells Hunter for Life caps agreed that it's not the guns, it's the people. She wasn't at the school Friday and didn't know the alleged shooter or any of the victims. Those who are speaking now about gun control are flying below the radar. And we'll see how the left-wingers react to this. It's quite possible they're all rolling their eyes, frustrated at these dumb country bumpkins don't understand that submitting to ever-increasing government power is the path to safety. Alex Carvey is a student there. She hugged her friends, shed tears over white crosses bearing her classmate's name, and stood in silence for a moment. Then she reflected on the cause of violence that hit her hometown. She said, "I don't think guns are the problem. I think people are the problem. Even if we did have more gun laws, people who are sick enough to do something like this are still going to figure out a way to do it, so it doesn't matter. And a lot of her classmates and a lot of the parents agree with this. So, the problem for the anti-gun left is that when these things happen, things come out. The true story comes out. You can't keep that from happening. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendabite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. "Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health." By Amazon customers. "It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure." Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Let's go to the phones. Craig in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing good. What can I do for you tonight?
I have an update on that shooting that occurred May 8th at the Manhattan Township Police Department. Simmons, who was 65. Yeah, it was definitely a suicide by a cop. Our local DA said that Simpson wrote a suicide note to his family before he went over to the police station. And I'm reading from the article here in the newspaper today, and it's video shows that he was parked across the street from the Manhattan Township Ambulance Association. He got out of his truck with a shotgun, and he went over behind the police station where Officer Ryan Snyder, who was in a police cruiser. So the police officer went and radioed for help. And the police officer had to go and do something because there's people all around the police station there. This is a municipal drive, and so we have the police station, and we have the ambulance, and we have our municipal city hall there too. So he was forced to act. And Simpson went and refused the policeman's orders, and he was shot.
Yeah, well, that is an occupational hazard when you're going to cross up with those guys.
Yeah, he did. Simpson did shoot himself in the face.
He shot himself in the face.
He shot himself in the face.
Okay. All right. Well.
And so the police officer was declared by the DA to be justified in the shooting. Okay. So this is really one strange bird here.
Yeah, I would say so. I've heard of these guys doing this. I've never heard this many details about one of them doing it simply because. that you know, those kind of reports don't come out, but Did he have a background of mental illness or a history of mental illness?
It doesn't say that, but like I said before, he was charged with several counts of messing around with a minor. So,
think maybe he just snapped.
Yeah,
well, he's obviously got to have a mental health issue if he's messing around with a minor anyway.
Yeah, well, that
I don't know in what. Yeah, I don't know what. Go ahead.
Yeah, that sends you right to our state prison, and once the inmates find out that you were messing around with kids, it's not a very healthy situation to be in.
I'm sure it isn't. I've heard about that myself. Okay. Well, so it's a closed case now, and everybody's moving on?
Yes, it's a closed case.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I was wondering about that, and I was wondering if you'd get back to me on that. So I appreciate you taking the time to do that.
Yeah, and also states here that a police officer was 30 yards away when he made his fatal shot.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty good shot there. That's a 90-foot shot.
Yeah,
when did he shoot him? Was that with a handgun?
Yeah, with a handgun. They have what is that? H&Ks now.
Which one? The VP.
I'm not sure. I'll have to talk to our resource officer, who is a Manhattan Township cop. I'll have to ask her. I think they went to a .45 caliber because it has more knockdown power than a 9.
Yeah, well, even at 90 feet, then with a .45, that becomes more impressive. So, outstanding. You got one township officer cop that can obviously can shoot.
Yeah, they're constantly training, so they're getting themselves prepared for whatever.
I need to do that kind of training myself. But thank you for the call, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Shot himself in the face. December 14th, 2012. The second. Is it the second? I think this is the second deadliest mass rampage murder to take place in a school. Sandy Hook, I don't know the numbers between Virginia Tech and that, but I think it is. That's when the Sandy Hook Elementary School was attacked. The attack was carried out by 20-year-old Adam Lanza, who killed his mother before going to the elementary school and killing 20 first-grade students and 6 school personnel. And his weapon of choice was a Bushmaster AR-15, actually called the XM-15-E2S rifle. This prompted, at the White House, a furious email exchange between U.S. Department of Education Secretary Arne Duncan, and Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel. They had a short email exchange 2 days later about how to frame the shooting in order to push for gun control. The entire email exchange took place over a 9-minute period from 6:57 p.m. to 7:08 p.m. Here's what the email said. Duncan, what are your thoughts? Emmanuel, go for a vote this week before it fades. Tap people's emotion, make it simple assault weapons. Duncan, yup, thanks. Emmanuel, when I did Brady Bill and assault weapons for Clinton, we always made it simple, criminals or war weapons. Duncan, gun show loophole, ? Database, ? Cop killer bullets, ? Too complicated? Emmanuel, cop killer maybe, the other no. Duncan, got it. This was the Secretary of Education now, who, you know, might ask for certain things in his department. Is he a policymaker at large? Those who were killed in this horrific attack haven't even been buried before the Obama administration was figuring out the best way to spin the shootings. Instead of focusing on the victims and healing the community, they were focused on pushing their next big agenda, gun control. Now, to give you a little background to this, Rahm Emanuel worked on the Brady Handgun Violence Prevention Act during the 1990s under the Clinton administration. That bill was named after James Brady, President Ronald Reagan's press secretary, who was shot in an assassination attempt on the president. The Brady bill created a 5-day waiting period and a mandated federal background check. The waiting period requirement diminished in 1998 once the NICS, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, was implemented. 1 year after the Brady Bill became law, President Bill Clinton signed the assault weapons ban into law, which passed in the House and narrowly passed in the Senate. Notice that the education secretary and the former chief of staff of the Obama administration did not mention anything at all about the students or the schools or survivors or anything like that at all. Just looking for what, you know, what, how do we spend this? How do we get the most bang for the buck out of this? Because we need gun control. Because we're leftists and we got to have gun control. Think and look around you right now. You probably have somebody you love near you, or you are going to someone that you love. You're on your way right now to somebody that you love, your family or whatever. They don't mean anything to the left. They're just pawns in a game. And the game is called, let's get the power and keep it and rule the world. They're just pawns in a game. If you or your loved ones die in the run-up to the game, as long as they get the power, so be it. No big deal. You should be happy to be giving yourself over to the big cause. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what?
What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Coming out of the New York Times, they're looking at a bit of irony out there. One of the students at Santa Fe High School had staged a walkout last month in support of the Parkland, Florida students. And now that same student, one of the students who participated in the walkout, is in the hospital from from the Santa Fe shooting itself. We could sit back and wonder about the irony of all of this, but, this is about results for me. And what I take from that vignette is that school walkouts are not an effective deterrent to a school rampage shooting. Pretty sure the poems that were read didn't do much either. An event like this is hideous. It is deadly. And the only way to deal with it is to be really serious, and your proposals and the actions you take have to be equally serious and on a level deadly. And that might work, not the self-indulgent mawkishness that our media keeps serving up. But in the news, there are some articles out there that might help us figure out how to reduce the number of school shooting victims. May the 3rd, 2017, Arlington, Texas. James Jones went to the Zona Caliente sports bar and began yelling incoherently. When the manager, Cesar Perez, went to talk to him and calm him down, Jones pulled out a gun and shot Perez dead, then started shooting wildly at patrons. A concealed carry holder happened to be having dinner at Zona Caliente with his wife that night. He shot Jones dead before anybody else was hurt. August 7, 2016, Lyndale, Ohio. Two men getting into a car in a dollar store parking lot were held up by a masked armed robber. As the gunman, Varshawn Stephen Dukes, was rifling through one of the men's pockets, the other pulled out his concealed handgun and told him to stop. The robber fired at the man but missed. The concealed carry permit holder shot back, putting a 45 round into the robber's brain. Somehow or other, that robber survived. All of this was captured on the dollar store surveillance camera, so no charges were brought against the armed citizen. June 26, 2016, Lyman, South Carolina, Jody Ray Thompson opened fire in the crowded playoffs nightclub, injuring three. But before he could kill anyone, he was shot in the leg by a club patron with a concealed carry license. Police arrested Thompson without further incident, and no one died. May the 31st, 2015, after arguing with a liquor store clerk, Jeffrey Scott Pitts returned with a gun and began shooting at everyone in the store, killing two. Todd Scott, who was there to buy a six-pack, returned fire. The crazed gunman fled, went home, and shot his parents. Scott said he was very surprised that he was not the only one in the store with a gun. Apart from the two people killed in Pitt's opening garage, no one died. Scott saved the lives of everyone else in the store. June 24th, 2014. Darby, Pennsylvania. Felon and psychiatric patient Richard Plotz pulled out a gun at Mercy Fitzgerald Hospital, murdered his caseworker, and wounded his psychiatrist, Dr. Lee Silverman. He would have kept shooting. Plotz had 30 more rounds, but the doctor pulled out his own gun and fired back in violation of the hospital's no-guns rule. No one else died. January 11, 2014, Portland, Oregon. After being turned away from a strip club in Portland, repeat felon Thomas Ellett Gelmeland came back wearing a clown mask, guns blazing. He hit a waitress, a security guard, and a patron before a bouncer, concealed carry permit holder Jonathan Bear, returned fire and ended the attack. No one died. A lot of these cases, no one dies. March 25th, 2018, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. Jesse Gates kicked in the side door of the Southside Free Will Baptist Church during services, raised his gun to shoot, but was grabbed and held at gunpoint by the Reverend's grandson, a concealed carry permit holder. No one was hurt. Spartanburg County Sheriff Chuck Wright said, "I like the fact that a concealed weapons permit holder was prepared to protect the worshipers." It's been a while since we have heard about a shooter in a school being subdued or being disarmed. Maybe because we've been trying to stop these mass rampage killings with gun-free zones. Maybe that's what's causing it. This isn't a new thing, by the way, this self-defense stopping this stuff. 2001, 15-year-old Charles Williams tried to shoot up his high school in Santee, California. Luckily, an off-duty cop happened to be bringing his daughter to school that day. He ended Williams' rampage with his own gun, holding it until more police arrived. Two fatalities. 1998, a 14-year-old student began shooting up a school dance being held at a restaurant in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania. The restaurant owner pulled out a shotgun, keeping the death toll to one. 1993, student Mark Duong pulled out a gun during his disciplinary hearing at Weber State University in Ogden, Utah, wounding three people, including the police officer, who luckily had been asked to attend the meeting. The officer immediately shot the psychotic student dead, saving the lives of everyone in the room. That's one way to deal with one of these guys. We can talk all we want about walkouts and rallies and moments of silence and media adulation and poems and fist salutes and all the things, let's have an event, let's do this, let's do that, let's boycott schools, all kinds of things, all the time, available for all of us to be doing. But if the full arsenal of leftist disapprobation doesn't stop schizophrenics from going on shooting sprees, concealed carriers seem to save a lot of lives. And that's the thing. Schools are full of concealed carriers. Maybe full is the wrong word. Schools have an abundance of concealed carriers. Now, in some cases, they're allowed to carry a school and they're part of a program to secure the school, protect the school. And in other cases, they're just not allowed to carry a gun and they leave it wherever they leave it and they only carry it when they're nowhere near the school. Now, in one sense, has anybody out there heard of a school where they allow the teachers to be armed being shot up? I'm not talking about resource officers. I'm talking about teachers. See, there are more self-defense uses with guns by civilians than there are by police, because more often than not, they're not going to attack police. They will attack you because they think you are a victim. Predators are not going to go after the ones they think can fight back. That would be the cops. The cops have got the tools, they've got the know-how, it's their profession. There is that breed of person that is going to be a cop killer, and they are a special menace to society. But all that in one pot, when you mix all that in one pot, the overwhelming abundance of self-defense happens in the United States with a gun by civilians. If you want to be called that. If you're not in law enforcement, does that make you a civilian? See, I haven't been in the military since 1990. Am I a civilian now? Or am I an ex-military guy? Military veteran? What would be my classification? I don't know. I don't know and I don't care. So, going by that, in those instances, in those moments, when you look, and these are all instances where shots were fired for the most part. In a couple, maybe not, but I mean, in most cases, shots were fired. So, if we're going to protect students, we don't need to do it with a nice poem we've written or a walkout or, you know, those are all fine and good. But when it comes down to the brass tacks of actually doing something, the only preventative measure out there is going to be the fear, the deterrent of failure, of them not being able to successfully carry out their little rampage. People that do this do it for a reason. The reason they're doing it for is notoriety or fame or whatever they're doing it for. It's not something you and I can identify with. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.